that Jesus walked on.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
Y'all nigga, yo, you ready, Moses?
Yeah. Yo, what up, live? I'm here, Dirty Water Podcast.
You recording?
I'm on live, man.
What, live? Facebook?
Instagram. I'm about to pin y'all. Let me see.
No, don't be pinning. Oh, no, yeah, pin us. Yeah, I'm tripping. I'm sorry. You're right. You ready, Dave? I'm sorry.
Again.
You good, Dave?
What's going on with you?
Yo, it's Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses.
Dave B.
Wormy on the mic.
Calm down, Worm.
Wormy.
Can I introduce you?
I'm sorry.
It flowed good, though.
It did. It was nice.
So why you hating?
Right.
I'm just saying, man.
New York.
Yo, New York, what up?
What up?
Yo, what's good, Worm?
Nothing.
Talking to the mic, man.
I'm in the mic. What happened?
Yeah, you know what I'm listen, man.
What happened?
Sure. No first aid. All we know is to give us the Band-Aid.
I ain't got time for CJ to be turning up on us.
he be cursing y'all out.
What's this fucking audio you gave me?
I like it.
Where? You down here from New York?
Yes.
What part?
From Westchester. You know, not from one of the five boroughs, but we still here. We here. Westchester, New York, White Plains, stand up. You already know.
Westchester?
Yes.
County, huh?
Worcestershire.
Yeah, so Westchester County.
It's Memorial Day weekend. We didn't cook shit, did we?
I mean,
Uncle and them about to cook.
Uncle and them cooking. Wow. You know, they got the jerk chicken and all that.
Mm.
Fried fish.
Yeah, I'm going to need that fish.
Yeah, you already know.
Mac and cheese.
No. Oh, I seen the potatoes.
Garlic balls. Uncle Mike, man.
Who?
Garlic
what?
Balls.
Garlic
yeah,
balls.
I don't know what he
fuck
just
is
said.
That?
Balls. Nah, man. Your unk made him.
I seen all that fucking hamburger meat. Wait, and fucking.
We got Dirty Water Podcast.
Yeah, look at Word, yo. Word, all the little Insta Live and all this shit.
I'm sorry, I'm live, y'all.
This shit is hilarious.
I'm live on Instagram, you know, Dirty Water Podcast. I'm sorry. Let me tune my followers in real quick. Just real quick, okay? Our followers in here.
New York.
How many followers you got?
I mean, I don't have that many. I think it was like 2,000, but you know.
That's a lot. I'm just saying. To me.
I mean, you know, there's regular shit, two. Though.
Word.
Nigga over here looking like DMX yep. with the wife beater.
Dave!
Got the bird out, you
know what I'm saying? Where my dog's at?
Let's talk about Dave real quick.
Bird is out,
Dave.
Baby.
Dave be fucking always on his New York shit, talking about this New York shit, that be around us saying Bo.
Come on, Bo.
What's up? You're not allowed to use that word, Dave.
I got
to
make y'all niggas feel comfortable right here. Oh, I know how y'all niggas is. You know how niggas get intimidated when a New York nigga step in the room. I got to make y'all feel comfortable.
Nah, niggas don't get intimidated.
You know what I mean? Niggas do. Sounds like that.
Two things, Moses.
The accent.
He can't use that word.
When I see him, I'll be like, yurt.
There you go.
No, you got to do it right. Yurt.
Worm, they be fucking it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you got to fight. If you got to say, you got to do it right. You got to do it right.
I be saying you.
I just do it.
I be saying you. I don't be saying
I can get away with it because I'm from here. It's bad when you from there and fuck it up.
That's all right. You say you, and I say, what up, bro?
Yeah. I'd be like, sure.
Y'all niggas stupid, man. Yo, so the fucking the baby, man.
The baby.
Y'all know I fucks with the baby.
Don't touch his waist.
Right. Yeah, well, he was in Charlotte in the Louis store, right, man?
In Charlotte.
Nigga was talking shit. Calling him bitch ass nigga, everything, right?
With dreads.
Next thing you know, the baby stepped to him. Was like, yo, what's good? Come buy your shit. It's cool. Next thing you know, they got the tussling. Next thing you know, The nigga was bleeding, and I ain't talking about the baby. I was like, oh, shit.
How you going to be like, yo, nigga, why you taking off your shit, nigga? Nigga got knocked the fuck out.
He got knocked the fuck out.
Nigga ass was like, out in the mall.
Yo, that shit, nigga pants was off.
Hanging like, how off you get him. How you get beat out of your pants, like?
Evidently it happens.
This nigga said, oh, I got jumped.
Even if he did get jumped, so the fuck what? You was running your mouth first. Look, I put you like that. Listen, if I got niggas with me and niggas is running up on him talking that dumb shit, hell yeah, these niggas gonna whoop your ass with me, nigga. The fuck you talking about?
First of all, in the game of fighting, you should know to hit old boy first. You know what I'm saying? Then goes the baby. So you fucked up yourself.
Yeah, way he you fucked up, bad. Yeah, he was on his damn phone. He thought shit was sweet. Yeah.
Right. He thought he was going to. Yo, the baby still had his jewelry on.
Nigga murk somebody. Why you think he's sweet?
Yo,
not murk nobody. We shot somebody.
That's why he had his phone.
We got to try to get the baby on the podcast.
Baby going hard with this.
Yeah, I fucks with that nigga, man. For real, yo. Yo, Worm, you ever seen somebody get knocked out like that in New York, man? Because it'd be a lot of wild shit going on in New York like that.
Wild shit. I mean, you know, summertime is hot. Niggas out there fighting. You already know how
that shit goes. Crazy. Niggas act crazy everywhere when the sun get
when
big.
The sun is out.
Weather break.
That's it. So we got niggas fighting on the train. Niggas fighting anywhere.
Yo, niggas been snuffing the damn train conductors lately up in New York. They've been assaulting them niggas.
What?
Assaulting the MTA workers. You heard about that one?
Yeah.
Well, what you mean? Like, they just...
You know, the niggas on the subway that stick their head out, all aboard, niggas come up, clap them niggas.
And clean them.
Clean them right off.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Clean up all aboard.
Boop. That's it, nigga.
Lights out, huh?
I mean, you
nigga,
know.
I told you pick up my grandma. My skirts.
I think it's
can you imagine just getting blindsided?
That's
like
what I'm saying.
Yeah. I think it's a felony too. They hit an MTA worker.
Well, it should be.
To assault an MTA worker.
Yeah, it's assault.
I mean, that's like
assault isn't a felony.
No, it's not. Right. It's not assault. I mean, unless you got a weapon.
Are they like a government official though, right? No, I would think damn near maybe.
I don't think the MTA
like
is
city. I think they like city. State.
State employees.
State employees. Mm. They're part of the state.
Damn.
But I guess they just recognize how important the workers are to the city. You know what I mean? City, right. The damn subway shut down. It's over with.
That's what I'm saying.
It's rough.
Niggas in New York is crazy.
They just be wanting wild out. Man.
You want to go to New York?
Yeah.
You ever been, Moses?
Yeah, it's all right.
It's all right.
Told you about that.
I don't remember that.
Pissy hallways at a party. Told you
that's
about
all
that.
That's all he ever says, fucking pissy hallways in New York.
It's home.
Yo, Warren, why the fuck are you down here?
I mean, I came down to see my family, you know. At first, I came down here to see my grandfather. You know, he turned 77. You know, God bless. Mm. And then,
congratulations,
of course,
to him.
Right. You know, of course, I can't.
Shout out to Papa Dirty Water.
Right, you know.
Papa Dirty.
Grandpa Jimmy, you know. But, and then I came down here to check y'all, of course. You know, I got to keep moving.
Where your grandpa at?
He in Greensville.
Greensville.
You know, I'm really
Greenville,
not.
Greensville, what up?
Shout out to Greenville. Where the green at?
Yeah, our people's got the street they named, they live on is named after our last name.
Oh, cool. Word?
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah, I got one of them too, but I ain't gonna say.
Yo, you're not gonna say? Why?
Nah, what up, Decree Road?
Okay.
Decree?
Yeah, Rome Street. You already know. Yeah.
Rome. Yeah. Now, I mean, down south, it's, you know, easy to do that shit. But, you know, we do got the Belcher Road on the map.
Hey, Henny, calm down, man. We doing a fucking podcast.
Wow, we got the dog. We got the dog on the podcast.
The door.
Yo, Henny.
Got the dog for security. Don't mess with him.
Did you just sit down and chill?
Dirty What a Podcast.
This is crazy.
Jizzle pulled up.
Jizzle. Hey, come here. All this shit is recorded.
She got the two
this is
chains.
Crazy.
We live, though. She fuck live.
It. Yo, this nigga Jizzle got his wife beater tucked in his shorts. This nigga living foul.
It is basketball shorts.
Yeah.
Looking like Craig.
Who do you think he is?
With the taco meat.
Looking like Craig.
In the slides, nigga. What's What's up, Jizzle?
Why I care about you, Greg?
Nigga Jizzle, like, it's 98 degrees out here.
Yo, Worm, you ain't want to go to the beach?
Of course. I mean,
have you ever been?
I've been like a few years ago. I mean,
you know. You never tell me about that. I would have met you down there.
Yeah, I definitely went. I went. It was on a whim though. Like, I didn't plan to go. I just.
It could be on
was
a
invited.
Whim.
I was just invited. No, yeah.
We ain't that far from there. It could have been on a whim.
That's a fact. But yeah, I mean, we should have went this time. Like, I didn't really plan this out either.
Fuck out. Yo, one of my homies posted 107 people were arrested on the South End.
Already.
And that was last night. That was just one night.
How?
I don't know. Yo, they got to understand they racist down there, too. What did you say, Moses?
It's South Carolina, and they can't wait to lock niggas up anyway.
Yeah.
All that shit is
scandalous week.
Yeah, all that shit is it's all a scam because you know how much money they getting off of bail right now.
That's all right, man.
Nigga,
they even boost there, bro. You can't even have fun.
They boost the bail up around there.
They also boost up the prices of the hotels and shit too.
Of course, that goes towards the state. They gotta take that surcharge, that tax, like you know.
Yo, well,
that's how they get you.
Shout out to everybody that went to Bike Week. I hope you get back safe.
I hope you come back with your bike. I hope you come back with your car.
Yeah, I was just telling my wife that earlier. I hope you come back with your bitch too.
Word. For a fact.
They out there.
I definitely wouldn't trust that bitch down there.
Don't trust her.
Jody got her ass out on the bike.
Oh my God.
She twerking.
And she twerking.
Why you crying?
Probably getting fucked on the balcony.
That's just pure fun right there.
that's what I call a good time. That's a beach.
Well, you know, like Dave said, yo, hope y'all come back with y'all bikes because them shits go missing down there. Them cars. Shit, they leave your shit on center blocks. Don't worry about it. They might not even want your old car. They forgot how to get your rims off your shit. Some niggas that still riding rims and shit, man.
And leave your shit on center blocks like rent time, nigga. What's that on Ramsey Street? Y'all niggas keep playing. Keep playing and not return them fucking rims after Memorial Day. See if they don't.
Return them after Memorial Day.
And see if they don't leave your shit on center blocks, nigga.
Hey, yo.
Rent spoons.
Right. Rent them spoons.
Yo, rent them spoons, man.
Yo,
watch me hit the duds. I say, watch me hit the duds.
Niggas stupid. Hey, back when I was going, niggas was rent a car, then go to the rim time and rent the rims, and then take that down there.
Yeah.
And return all that.
Yeah, that's too much. Yeah. That's way too much.
Car full of ashes.
They probably save their tax money from it, and it's just, that's how I'm going to ball out. I'm just going to hold that down for Memorial Day weekend. Get the new whip, get the new caddy.
Shout out to anybody that still hold on to their tax money after Memorial Day. Like, really? My shit gone. Like, what? My shit gone, my nigga.
Trash. Like, ain't got no kids either.
Right, we out here. Fuck out of here. Money don't last.
Man.
You gotta live life. Hi, what up?
Say that money.
You gotta hold on to the money.
Yeah, you do. Work hard. Save it. Of course. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying spend it all. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. You got to have fun, though.
Yeah.
I agree with you. You do got to have fun.
You do.
Niggas don't give a fuck. As soon as they get that cash, nigga, get that Grinch smile. It's not all goddamn Mexico and that money.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Peso.
Why niggas love to just blow money so bad? I understand, like...
Yeah.
What's the fascination of... I'm guilty of it, too. I'm just saying. After I did it, I was like, damn, that was stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean...
It costs to have fun sometimes.
For me, I just feel like you should live life. Like, there's a whole world out there. Like, if you're going to sit here and, you know, spend money, make sure it's worth it. And you,
right?
You know.
What you be blowing your money on? This first time we had a female on here.
Shout out to Wormy, first female on the Dirty Water podcast.
So the other females be scared. Yeah.
Now you talking, how you
scared to jump on.
You talking about yourself in third person?
Yeah,
shout
I mean,
out to Wormy.
Shout out to Wormy. I was just saying.
Who are you?
Right. Niggas confused right now. Shut up. Wait a minute. Ain't she Wormy?
I mean, I'm just saying.
You saying what? What do you blow your money on?
That's what I'm saying.
What you blow your money on?
I blow my money on things that matter. Like, if it has to make sense. Right. I blow my money on things that make me happy, which is, you know, shopping, whatever it is, going to see other places, traveling the world, traveling, you know?
Hey, what you be blowing your money on? Because you cheap as fuck.
OD. tight wad.
Yo, oh, hold on. Worm is Dave's sister, by the way.
Oh, by the way, BTW, like,
yo,
that's the bro.
Weed and Hennessy mostly. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. I don't spend too much money on too much of nothing.
You don't like to go?
Because I'm not too materialistic, so I can live on almost nothing.
Almost nothing.
As long as I got some good weed to smoke, and that's all that really matters to me. You know what I mean? All clothes and fucking sneakers and shit, that shit don't impress me.
Hell no, nigga. I watch you buy sneakers.
Yeah, I buy sneakers, but I don't buy sneakers like niggas buy sneakers, though.
That's a fact. You be blowing your money on Moses.
Everything. No, I'm joking. No, my son, man. My
word.
Kid.
Word. Word.
Like, honestly, kid, family, girl.
You got a girl?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know.
Damn. Why am I just not hearing this? Does she listen?
I don't know. She don't need to listen. I'm saying some stupid shit. I might get fussed the fuck out when I get home. Nah. Fuck are you talking about, huh?
Yo, can you introduce her so I can put her on to the podcast?
No. Yeah, I probably let everybody see him.
Nah, I blow my money on the kids, man.
Yes, you have to.
That's what I blow my money on. And I like to go places, too.
Yeah, I got a kid, too, Henny.
Shout out to Henny.
Yo, shout out to the girl.
You got a dog, shit, that's telling you.
I know.
Pets. Nah, that costs.
Yeah, pets cost, man. Ain't no joke. They get sick too.
Hey, well, shit.
They have feelings too.
Moneybagg Yo came out with a mixtape. Y'all in here fuck with Moneybagg Yo?
Federal.
Word.
I fuck with Moneybagg. We doing this thing.
Hold up. I didn't know you fuck with Moneybagg.
I fuck with him a little bit.
Okay, big facts, cool. Well, did you hear the new mixtape?
Yeah, I heard a couple of them, a couple tracks, but I ain't really listen to it how I digest music, you know what I mean?
Right.
Worm was in the car, we was talking, so it was on in the background.
Worm, what's up? Fucking with that money?
Worm
bag,
fuck with that.
I mean, forever
heartless?
Right. That toxic shit knocks it, like, all the way knocks. Like,
right.
I mean, you know, it's up to your preference, though. I fuck with that shit.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Fucking sicko of it.
Yeah, what the fuck? Tell that nigga to turn his fucking music down.
Every time people coming up here with Drake, pulling up on Drake.
Every time we goddamn recording some shit coming around in the fucking
background. You pull up on J. Cole when you come in.
Yo, we got...
I love him, though. What's up, cuz?
Right, cuz? You got cuz?
We got cuz in here. What up with you, man?
Little sicko mode.
What were we talking about? Oh, we were talking about Moneybagg Yo.
Yeah, Moneybagg.
Is he gonna get bigger than what he is?
I mean, I feel like he has to come out with another one to really, you know, for me to determine whether he gonna come out with another one.
I think he might be on his way.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit.
Like, some songs like you can get to, but
just like everybody.
I like that shit. I feel like you'll like me.
I like that shit. That shit riding. I was blasting that shit loud as hell in my house. Hold my neighbors on. Call the police on me or some shit. Like, why are you listening to this ratchet ass trap shit?
They're probably over there like,
oh.
Federal. Kid don't even know what they're talking about. My dad keep talking about federal.
Hey, y'all on the, y'all heard the Ty Dolla $ign song? Remember we brushed up on it last week.
We didn't get to hear it.
I ain't hear it yet.
Oh, you ain't hear it, Dave?
I still ain't heard it.
Damn, you a fucking trash.
I've been slipping. I wonder. I heard Cole killed it. I got a hit.
Get you some matches, nigga.
Shut the fuck up, bro.
Some matches.
You heard it, Warren?
Yeah, I heard it. I mean, you know, it's Ty Dolla Sign, like.
I gotta check it out. I ain't heard it yet.
What the fuck is that supposed to be?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I heard it one time. Like, I'm not really, I didn't get to. You like it?
It's dope. But Ty Dolla Sign should have put another verse on there.
Yeah, y'all niggas keep making that same mistake.
Yeah.
Letting this nigga Cole ride all over y'all niggas' tracks, and it sound like one of his fucking songs.
Right.
Hmm? He should have put another verse on it.
Said Tone Cole?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cole.
Bring this nigga up again.
Yeah.
Nah. You said it.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, I'm saying though. You know that this nigga be murdering shit.
Lex.
We know that Lex. he be murdering shit.
Cole.
Hometown hero. Fuck that.
Yeah. Cole. That's your hometown hero. your hometown hero Cole. Be killing shit.
Nah, he bodied that shit, but like I said, he shouldn't have motherfucker. He should have put another verse at the end of that shit. That shit is short as hell. Like, it's dope though. It's still hard. You just need another.
Songs is getting shorter now, man. Niggas got short attention spans.
Man, yeah.
Can't wait to put a 2-minute song out.
Quick little hit.
You think it's a hit? You think it's gonna be a hit?
Yeah, Ty Dolla Sign. Yeah. I fuck with him, so he always got some good music.
Yeah, I fucks with him. He do his thing. Young Thug, new song, Travis Scott. And who, Dave?
Cole.
Man, Cole, he's taking over.
He fucking up, man. He fucking it up, man.
He then came out of hiding and was like, okay, I'm here.
Yeah.
What you think, Moses? You like that joint?
It's all right.
It's all right?
I don't really like it too much.
Really? How you feel, Dave?
It's cool. It's cool.
So you gonna bump it every day?
Nah,
you don't like it. Stop.
Just because I don't bump it every day, I don't mean I don't like it, nigga. The fuck you talking about?
You're not gonna bump it.
I'm not gonna bump it neither.
Why?
What's the song called?
Oh, why wouldn't you bump it?
Oh, the London or something in London.
Yeah, the London.
The London. Yeah, some the London or some shit.
Nah, I'm not gonna bump it. The you gonna bump it, Worm?
I mean, I might.
I gotta hear it again. I don't really listen to Young Thug anyway, so it's not like I would put
Young
it
Thug
on.
Be having some shit,
he does have some shit, but I don't listen to him.
You gotta listen to it. But you gotta listen to it like twice. Yeah. Like, I feel like I always gotta give Young Thug like that extra
spin. Yeah, you gotta give it a second listen because this nigga be screaming and shit.
Right.
But sometimes that should be
weird. But I like that shit. I think that shit hard when he can do the high pitch shit.
I'll be trying to listen to what he's talking about.
I ain't gonna flex.
Sometimes.
You gotta try to listen to him and see what he's talking about.
Right.
He got some shit.
I fuck my bitch's buddy.
Right.
All of my bitches buddy.
So
what with the roof?
Right. Right.
What? With the roof?
Yeah.
What's roof?
I mean, say
the roof. The roof, nigga.
Right.
Maybe red roof.
Who bitches buddies?
I don't know.
Maybe that nigga say he smoked dicks. You don't want to be in there blasting that shit.
I never understand that line.
Y'all keep playing that.
Oh yeah, he said his friends with his bae too, right?
That's what he called his friends, man. Mm. Called his friends bae, and he smoked dicks.
That ain't got nothing to do with his goddamn music though.
Right. Mm-hmm. Whatever he preferred to do.
But you be saying in your music though.
There you go. You gonna be in your car bobbing your head, and you're like, I smoke dicks, and you're like,
I heard that.
Yo, facts. Yeah, that's awkward as hell.
Yeah, hold up.
I'm not gonna want to smoke with you.
Right.
Who wants smoke with you? Hey, yo, Moses, y'all got some dicks to smoke. I'm not fucking smoking with you.
What you talking about? Oh my god,
that's what he called it. He called his blunts dicks.
But this is a backwood.
This is a backwood. Nah, it's a raw paper. It's a raw paper.
I'm about to throw up. Think about that.
Listen. Well, I like his shit though.
I'm just saying, some stuff like, come on, girl.
Yeah, he got some shit. And we ain't saying nothing about, you know.
He got a lot of fans, too. A lot of motherfuckers trying to call him the GOAT.
these young niggas use that term loosely around here. You know that. Yeah. Nowadays, everybody's a fucking goat.
The young crowd really jump on everybody. They say somebody hot, then somebody else come out. Oh, that's hot. You know what I'm saying? So,
He might have. He might have the potential.
Yeah. Stupid. Yeah,
what the fuck is Dave? Dave always doing some dumb shit. I don't know.
He Millie Rock. Dave's out there in Millie. He's Millie rocking
away. Yo, Warren, so you say you want to talk about the man purses.
Yeah, so man purses. I mean, how do you feel about a man purse? I feel like a man purse, like, what do you put in it? Like, you know, like, or like, is it for fashion?
your debit card?
Or is it for like fashion? Like, you know, certain people, like, or is it just for a look? You know, certain guys wear different things. Like, how do you feel about a guy rocking a purse?
Yo, niggas that walk around with man purses got birth control in that. In the month.
What?
Yeah.
They
walk
around with Plan Bs?
Plan B? Nah, I don't know.
I know.
They walk around with women birth control, nigga.
God damn.
Keep the man purses in the store, huh?
They have fashionable man purses.
That's what I'm saying, yo. I'm like, what's wrong with it?
So the business dude can't. Hold on, since we asked this, Vermi.
Yeah.
Vermi. So, is that attractive to y'all to see a nigga with a man purse?
I mean,
we can probably get to ask a female.
Like, I like how you flipped that. Like, okay, you flipped it. Okay.
Yeah. No.
But no, I mean, I guess it's for a certain look. I mean, if you are like, you know, the Supreme bags, I don't mind that, like something like that. But if you're wearing like a purse, if it's like a sling pack, like to the back, you feel me? Like I don't know how I would feel about that. But
you just got it over one shoulder.
Yeah, like
the strap going across your chest. Yeah.
Exactly. It depends on a lot of other things that tie into that.
Just around with a clutch.
Yeah, like nah, we're not gonna do that. But
I got a snap. What?
Yeah, snap in the middle. Right. That's
got the black snap in the middle.
Hold on, but can there be heterosexual males with them and not look like that?
And,
right?
I'm saying, like, it's some business people like
all
that.
All that shit looks suspect, like, my nigga. Yeah, you got a purse, that shit is not for me. I think it looks suspect. That's just me.
What about the one that go across around your waist? Remember that old
shit? The fanny pack.
Oh, that's what they call that?
The fanny pack. Yeah, that's suspect too. Fuck out.
That's suspect too.
Nah, that just remind me of fat dudes.
Fat and old people.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna flex, yo, cause back in the day, yo, like everybody, my mom tried to have try to have me wear that shit. And I was uncomfortable.
Wearing just wore that like for a week and was like, fuck.
You look like you had a fanny pack.
Yo, shut the fuck.
Yo, dad.
New York sold it to him. You got it from New York.
This nigga go jogging.
I definitely got it from New York.
Yeah, it was leather.
It was not leather.
If it was leather, that's definitely sus.
It was leather, it was sus, man.
Is this leather snake skin? Gotta get it.
Yo, I was like, nah, I can't fuck with this. I was definitely uncomfortable about that shit.
Nigga had the old wind up camera in there.
So Dave, you couldn't do the man purse, Dave?
Nigga had the ankle patch.
I can't do no man purse, bro.
Moses, you can't do the man purse?
Nigga had an ankle patch.
What? Shut the fuck up.
Strap with the ankle purse.
Hell no.
Let me get my change out. Hold up.
Yeah. They had the fanny packs that you put around your ankle.
That's gonna come next.
So Worm, you saying you don't fuck with niggas that got the man purse?
Yeah, like I said, it depends on how you wear it. Like, cause
I don't know. What about the computers and shit? Sometimes you don't want to have a backpack. You hurt your back.
Nah, give me a book bag, my nigga.
I'd rather have the book bag.
Yeah, give me a
just
book bag.
Just a fresh book bag.
Right.
Hey, yo, Worm, the book bag is cool.
Yeah, the book bag is always cool. That's 100% straight.
Like right. Kid. He good. When you come around there, man, purse switch, and niggas like, what?
Oh, no.
Right.
No offense. Shout out to that, you know, us with it.
It's the new rappers, though. A lot of new rappers.
Niggas got
Jizzle definitely better not walk up with a fanny pack.
Listen.
And then it'd be like Chanel and shit.
First of all, Jizzle's not, I'm not listening.
You ain't got a mic, cuz. We can't hear you.
Can't nobody hear you. Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you say, cuz?
High waters and fanny packs.
High waters and fanny packs?
Yeah.
You hate the high water.
Nah, we don't rock with the high fannies.
They're like the crop.
Some people spend a lot of money on their socks, and they want you to know. Oh, I got some nice socks.
Yeah. You see that bottle?
We already know.
Damn.
And Jizzle, if you walk in here with a fanny pack on, I'm cutting that shit right off your waist, nigga.
You got a blade for that? You walk around with a blade for that?
There's scissors everywhere.
There's scissors. Y'all ain't hear the YG album, have y'all?
Nah, I didn't hear that shit.
God damn.
Yeah.
I thought y'all was fucking music heads. Y'all ain't shit. I heard it, though.
Maybe next time.
You heard it? So yeah, how was it? How was it?
It's cool. West Coast
He got any features on there? Like,
damn. Who did he have on there? Who the fuck? I got it right here. Oh, for real. All
right.
So, Tiger, Boogie, Meek Mill.
Yeah, he got a few features.
Ty Dolla Sign. There's a few different G-Eazy. Oh, DaBaby. I fucks with DaBaby.
So, speaking of DaBaby, like, what? That whole incident.
We talked about it earlier.
Going back. You high. Mm.
Yeah. Wait, I'm sorry.
Yo, damn. Welcome to Dirty Water.
That's how we do.
Anyway, y'all want to talk about this Future shit real quick?
What's the Future? What?
About him buying his son a Rolly. Which, like, people are making a big deal about him buying his son a Rolly for his birthday.
How old is son?
5.
Shit, it's his son. And he can buy whatever the fuck he wanted.
What the fuck he wanted to.
That's what
I think. They just mad because they can't afford their son a Rolly. That's what.
Right. I would do it.
It's an investment.
Like, I ain't gonna lie. I would do it.
I'd have one. My either son would have one. My wife would have one.
Yeah.
Right. It's an investment. Like who am I to tell you what to spend your money on? Like,
you would buy your kid a Rolly?
If I had it, yes. I would.
Nigga shit.
Hey, OD.
Moses, you would buy your son a Rolly?
No, I ain't got that much money.
No, I'm saying if you had the fucking money, nigga.
No.
Yeah, he said no. That's good. Oh. You don't need one, right?
Mm. Something else. I mean, he got time. Like, if I got the money, he got time, but everybody do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he might like that style. I was like, I want him to have that. Because by the time he get old, it's going to be antique, right?
Yeah.
Gonna be, you know what I'm saying?
He ain't going to be able to fit it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And he can take it back and, you know, get it.
Get another one.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's why I don't understand
Whatever you do is just still hot for him.
I just don't understand what people, like, why people talking so much shit about it. Like, who the fuck are y'all? Shut the fuck up.
Word. As long
as fucking business.
As long as he don't want for nothing, he's well taken care of. Or whatever he buy him is extra, you know what I mean?
I guess because of the Russell Wilson thing, though.
That's his son.
Niggas was putting up they tweets together, all kind of
stuff.
That's his son. That's a fact.
Done deal. I don't care what he doing. When he come through, we going. Oh, you playing football? Guess what? We going to get ice cream. Bye, Sierra. Huh? He's my goodies now. Huh?
Oh.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Nobody knows.
The people know. The people know.
Y'all
fucking know shit.
No, they probably listen to this shit like, yo, whoever the fuck Moses is, that nigga is crazy. Oh man, yo. So let's go ahead and talk about this shit I seen that happened in Florida, right? A 5-month-old baby was left in the daycare van for at least 5 hours. The daycare van picked up the child from the home and everything. When they got to the daycare center and everything, it was left behind in the van in Florida. You know what I'm saying?
How do you forget a 5-month-old? Like,
and it passed
that's
away.
That's like attached to your hip. Like,
how is the employee still alive?
Right.
That's
what
real. I'm talking about alive. Going there and chewing everything up. You know what I mean?
The thing is crazy because I think it's like a family thing. You know what I mean? Because the dude's last name matched the last name of the owner of the daycare and everything. You know what I mean? So, and what ended up happening was the mother happened to call the daycare like around 1 p.m.
Check on the baby.
Mm-hmm. to see how everything was going, what was going on, everything was good or whatever.
They was looking for the baby. Where's the baby at?
They had no, they happened to tell the mother that, oh, we don't even know that she came. We didn't even have her marked in today. Like, we don't even know that she came in. Like, she came in, like, and then after that, that's when they went and searched the van, found the baby in the very, you know, the tail end of the van, last row, whatever.
In the heat.
Still in the car seat.
In the heat.
In the heat, passed out.
God bless.
Like Dave said, yeah, he's still alive.
God bless that child.
Definitely. Rest in peace. I wish I had the name.
Right.
That's sad and everything. So, you know, that shit is... I don't understand, what the fuck is wrong with people out here?
I can't imagine. Can't imagine leaving... Is it as somebody that has a kid? Is it easy to forget your kid is in the car?
but I'm just curious. Like 5 months, I would still have my kid like under me. I don't know like their living situation.
Right.
You know, but 5 months is a little young for me.
You ever been in the car with your kid? Got your music blasting? Maybe you forgot something in the house or something. You turn around and went, and I was like, God damn it, I got the kid in the car. Like, it just slipped your mind just because you was in motion and something clicked.
Yeah.
That's what may have happened, and they got, like, I'm sure they got other kids in there, but you should at least check the damn van.
No, you're supposed to check the whole entire van. I don't want to hear that
but
shit.
Even the bus drivers check the van before they park the bus.
That's your fucking job. That's shit goes back to the lack of people not giving a fuck. Like people want jobs, but don't nobody really. Once they get the job, then that's it.
Right.
They don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck, and that's not right.
That shit is fucking trash out here, yo.
That's somebody's life. I think when somebody didn't check in, they were just like when they checked off the bus, they was like, "Oh, that's it. That's how they did it. It had to be." Because you ain't even check, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, like the they ain't checking. Sure, first of all, why you got a 5-month-old in the back seat anyway?
Right, all the way in the, right.
All the, way in the back.
That should be closer to the front.
Closer to the front.
For
exactly.
The driver can see, you know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly.
For the driver exactly. to see and shit. That's. Why do people, once they get a fucking job, they don't give a fuck? Nobody wants to work.
Yeah.
Why? I don't understand that.
I can never understand that.
It's fucked up ass world.
That's the way the world is. You know what I'm saying? You gotta understand. They be trying to give some people a chance. Because they can lie good. Oh, I do this. Then you see them like, what the fuck?
Well, like I said, rest in peace to that child at 5-month-old. That shit don't make no damn sense. I'm with Dave. Everything should be shot up around that motherfucker. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, goddamn. What's up, Worm?
God bless.
Nothing, man. I mean, shit. You got about 8 L's in rotation. I mean, like, how do y'all want me to take this shit?
Oh, we just, you know, welcome you to Dirty Water. Right. You know, you want to come down south and kick it with your brother.
This is dope. Happy to be here.
All right. What you going to do when you get back?
Work and continue to work towards the goal, you know?
Are you still selling plates?
Yeah, you know, I do my little culinary skills, and I got my little nail business.
Shout it out.
Shout out to Pure Glow Nails, you know? Like, I'm in New York. I do, like, house calls. You know, traveling nail service. It's dope, though, like, you know, like, you wouldn't know because you're not a female, so.
Nah, I mean, but you never know. Females are probably listening to some shit and want to
shout out your Instagram.
Right. Yeah. Instagram, Boss Bish Worm. You know, hat, we here. We in here.
What about the nail joint?
You know, so Pure Gold Nails. I said it.
Oh,
Pure
on
Gold
Instagram,
Nails.
Instagram, though.
Instagram, yeah. Pure underscore glow underscore nails. You know,
what made you get into that,
you.
Though?
I mean, I got into it because I always liked to do nails, you know. I did my family members' nails, and I just wanted to kind of, like, explore the more organic side of nail care, so nail and skin care. So I figured I'll get into that.
You do feet?
I mean, you know,
Have you smelled some stinking feet when you did the feet?
That's all I was like. Hands is all right.
Hands is fine. Feet, you know, I'm a little skeptical about feet. I'm not going to even hold y'all, but.
Oh, you bougie.
Yeah, I'm kind of bougie when it comes to that aspect of it. But, you know, you don't, as a nail tech, you can choose to not do pedicures. It's not a requirement. Yes. Yeah. And you can actually just refer them to a physician if you feel like, you know, their feet like, is really that bad.
Right.
But, like, you're going to have to see somebody. Like, that's not. But yeah, I've had, you know, experiences where people have bad stinking feet, like they've been walking miles on coals, like
oh wow,
you know. Mm. So,
but you a real one, you can handle that.
Nah.
What do you say? You
like, with the black on your
negative.
Shoes,
please?
You say put back on your shoes,
like, yeah. Like, hold on, yeah. Give me a minute.
Yeah, I just stopped doing pedicure.
Guess what? I ain't even got the stuff to do your feet. That's crazy. I just had it. That's crazy.
Right.
Oh man.
But
well, that's dope, Worm.
Yeah, I'm just out here trying to live, man. Trying to like make this coin, you know.
Right.
So.
You in the New York area and shit. Now you gotta tell niggas to come listen to us and fuck with us.
Yeah, it's facts.
People in New York be listening to us, though. I be seeing them. So
yeah,
that's why
definitely.
Like,
I'll shout
York?
Y'all out.
Yeah, man.
I'm here.
Yeah, man.
New
God
York.
Damn. Jeez. Y'all niggas, I know y'all ain't got no Ville shit with y'all ugly asses.
Warren, what's the difference between South nigga and the New York nigga?
Hold on, have you ever dated
the swag,
South nigga?
The swag.
Have you ever dated a South nigga?
Oh my God, now
you
want
to
get
school
into
down here?
Yeah, I did. I went to school in Raleigh. Yes.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Right.
Shout out to Shaw University. Oh, yeah. You know, I'm an HBCU girl. I went to Lincoln, but yeah, anyway. You know, I don't know. Like, the swag is different from New York to South. I mean, you know, I guess how you're brought up is different.
Well, South is different too.
South
though.
Is
you
different.
You got,
yes.
Like, which South? You got you still got North Carolina. You got Atlanta. You got Louisiana.
Right.
You got, it's still different once you look at it, like New York is just New York.
Right.
That Louisiana accent is fucking crazy.
Oh, for sure.
they probably want to know is the South nigga laid back or is New York nigga?
I mean, I really wouldn't know.
Laid back niggas everywhere.
You do. Mm. But it's different though.
Yeah, y'all niggas choke y'all Tims up. I keep saying it.
Oh, they tied to the last notch.
These niggas choke their Tims up.
That's what I'm saying. The swag. The swag is different.
Yeah, that means you lace them all the way up to the top. Yeah. No, you're not supposed to lace your Tims at all. You're not supposed to lace your Tims, my nigga.
Yeah,
I don't.
Y'all standing. Damn, we don't care.
First of all, you lacing your Tims like you in the fucking army. You lace your Tims like you in the army, my nigga.
That's how they feel
the
down here, Dave. They militant down here, not, man. What you talking about?
That's what you call them?
Yeah, yeah, what up?
Oh, militant.
First of all,
what up, Bill?
It's almost too hot to be wearing Tims in the summer down here. And then you going to lace them up?
My nigga, I was wearing Tims in the summer with shorts.
I understand that. Did you have them laced up, though?
No, I didn't.
Exactly.
How about I say no, they won't.
Too hot
for
that
bullshit.
They was definitely
too hot
not.
For that bullshit.
They definitely wasn't.
Some niggas won't wearing, like, you know what I'm saying, the New York Tims. Some niggas wearing Lux.
Yeah,
that's what the fuck.
Niggas was
nah,
wearing Lux.
Nah.
The wheat thins, Worm.
No, there's no way.
Like,
the Tims without the leather on
that's
top.
That's what
nigga,
I'm saying.
The bottoms. The wheat thins. You pull the wheat thins out from Shoe Show.
You trying to say, Worm, you couldn't deal with a South nigga?
No, not if he's wearing, wheat thins.
Shut the
like,
fuck up, Dave.
That's not going to work for me. I mean, I don't know. It don't even matter how they look, honestly, but it's just like, you got to have some type of, like, you got to be individual. Like, you got to show me, like, your own, like, swag. Like, if I'm feeling it, cool. But, like, I'm not going to, like, dead you because your Tims is tight. I'm just going to tell you, loosen them up, and we're going to do you like this.
Your brother just said you would.
Right, let me show you something, you know?
Like, tell him to stop getting this Tim from Shoe Show.
Right, we're not going to do that. I'm going to show him right from wrong. Like,
but these $60, though. He came up. He's $60, son.
So yeah, I know. It looks $60.
Yeah, that don't look good. That's just a wrap.
Oh my God.
You're not gonna get far.
But if that's what you only you can afford, then do your thing.
You understand? Niggas was on that Jodeci.
But yeah, what I'm saying, like, if you if that's all you can afford, you better not be having them laced up too. Look, you lacing the you lacing up the wheat thins, you you double you fucking up, bro.
They was on that Jodeci shit, man.
They was on that Jodeci shit.
They was on that Jodeci boots.
Yo, Jodeci from North Carolina. What part of North Carolina are they from?
Yeah, I think Goldsboro, Greensboro, something like that. Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
How do you know that, bro?
Like, see what I'm saying?
Like, what? This guy.
I told
you,
he be out here saying, Bo.
I fuck with Jodeci.
Okay.
Yeah, because he...
Yeah.
See, you had the boots on right now.
Yo, yes.
Spraying water on the concrete. Yeah.
Talk about, ooh, yeah.
I got the bird out there. Let's do it.
Doing the Martin. Doing the Martin.
That's funny.
So ooh, yeah. So you say you leave tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I'm leaving tomorrow morning. I got to get back. I got to get back to this grind, this hustle, man. You know that.
I feel you.
Tuesday.
Yeah, yo, copper plate from Worm, man.
Right.
Back to the grind, to the hustle.
Back to the Big Worm's kitchen, the cook up, man.
Yeah.
The cook up.
Boy.
That's dope, though.
Right. It's the cook up.
Do you send plates?
Yeah, so like.
She delivers.
I deliver.
No, I'm talking about do you send them? Like, you could send me a plate.
Yeah. through the mail.
Yeah, through the mail. Send me a plate.
Oh,
mail.
Lord, have mercy.
How you figure that? 2 days?
Yeah, I don't know about that, bro.
Next day,
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you probably, possibly. You got to package it right.
Yeah, you got to pass on?
Yeah.
You got
the thumbprint in your plate, man.
I don't know, because you got a lot of pork and shit now.
Nah, I hardly cook with pork.
Vegan, yo.
No, I actually, honestly, hardly cook with pork. I hardly cook with pork, but, you know.
What you be whipping up?
Mostly soul food. Like, I like a lot of, like, loving.
Yeah, this nigga's Negan, man. That's not quite vegan.
What is that, though? What is that?
He's working on eating better. He's not quite vegan.
I haven't had beef and pork in over 30 days.
Okay, shout out to you. That's dope.
I still do a little bit of chicken. Okay. But I've been doing a lot of fish, like salmon, white, and shit like that. But... that shit hard, man.
Yeah,
I've been eating a lot of fruit. I've been drinking a lot of water. Uh-huh. I haven't been drinking no soda. Well, I've been not drinking soda.
Yeah, soda's easy.
But like sweet tea and all that shit, I be on water.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, nigga been flipping out. I'm sick of you, Sam.
Nah, it's not hard. I'm gonna try the veggie burger. I still haven't tried it, but I'm like,
No, veggie burgers are good. I've had veggie burgers. Veggie burgers are so good. Mm. You have to cook it right. It has to be real crispy on the outside. Okay. Like, that's the key to that shit. But you know,
because I ain't gonna flex. Veggie I miss burgers five are guys.
Good. Can you fry it in bacon grease or something? Like
yeah,
that?
No, no.
Bunch of
bullshit. Yeah, what kind
of that like bullshit?
A veggie burger is basically like a plant based burger.
You fry that motherfucker in bacon grease, I eat that.
It ain't beef.
Yeah, no, bro.
You know what I mean?
It's vegetables.
Yeah.
Vegetables and bread.
Plant-based.
No, turkey is meat.
Right.
It's poultry.
You gotta get a veggie burger.
Yeah.
And then with the vegan, you can't eat cheese and all that. She can't eat dairy.
They got vegan cheese, but when it melt, it lay over like a blanket. This shit don't never the fucking.
That shit sound like rubber.
It
like
looks nasty. Yes, yes. It
you
is.
Like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Shut up, Moses.
It's like a
trying
fucking
to change
plastic.
Your life, you like it.
Right? I ain't gonna flex, though. I like it. Yeah. I've been feeling good. I like it. You know what
I
mean?
Don't know.
But vegan cheese?
No, I'm talking about just.
Oh, okay.
That's
good.
You'll never
sure.
be like, I'm sick of fish.
Yeah.
Nah.
You good?
I'm good.
Boo,
I'm
keep
good.
It up. Keep it
Boo
up.
Boo, real good.
That's why.
Y'all stupid.
Sleeping
I'm
good.
I'm slowing down on the pork a little bit myself.
I don't believe you, Dave. No, you say you love bacon.
Yeah. I do love bacon, but I don't eat
why
bacon.
Why you love
every
bacon
day.
So much?
Nigga, bacon.
What's so
is,
bacon?
Why would you not love bacon?
What's so great about bacon?
You crazy.
Right, yo, you want to hear some crazy shit?
We was raised up on bacon. What's wrong with you?
Me and Worm just came from the country out there, and was it Williams?
Williamston, North Carolina. Shout out to them. That shit is in the sticks. Please, if y'all live out there, I'm so sorry for y'all, because that shit is crazy. It's crazy
the
out there.
The liquor store was 45 minutes away. We had to get the
y'all
fuck
live,
out of
y'all
road.
Live. Yeah, oh, y'all
so
live
in.
That's
the reason why you pulled up, Warren.
Y'all live in foul. Yeah. Okay, that shit's foul living, bro.
But check this out, though. I love my family, though. But them niggas, they had, the food was fucking amazing at the cookout.
Facts.
Like, everything had pork in it. Big beans had pork. Yeah. They had the ribs. The ribs
wrapped in pork.
Wrapped in bacon.
God damn.
They had rabbit. The rabbit wrapped in bacon.
God damn.
The stream beans had pork in it.
God.
The pig's foot.
I wouldn't be able to eat none of that bullshit. Yeah.
They had a pork on the grill. The pork on the grill was fucking crazy. My uncle do that shit. He did a good job on that shit. Yeah, now he had a whole pig. About 100-pound pig. Yeah.
That's great.
And you know, he chopped all the shit up. He had his little sauce and shit. Was amazing. But pork everywhere.
Everywhere. South shit.
It's 95 degrees outside.
Right.
Everybody fucking sweating.
Right. Sweating bullets.
You gonna the salad got
salad.
Pork in it.
Salad got bacon bits in it.
What the fuck? I'm fucking up my whole cookout right there, nigga.
With a drizzle of bacon oil.
Right. A drizzle of bacon. I bet if they would have made salmon, probably would have been wrapped in fucking bacon.
Yeah.
Right. Everything was wrapped in bacon.
Or cooked in bacon oil.
Bacon bits, nigga.
Or cooked in bacon oil.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, ain't no bacon on this. Nah, it's bacon oil. Put some bread in, it's good.
It's good. I don't even worry
I can't
about
eat this shit.
Oh, my God, man. Well, shout out to your family out there. And what you said it was at again?
Williamston.
Where is that? What the fuck is that? By?
By Greenville.
Okay, Greenville. Right. Okay.
45 minutes from Greenville in the sticks. That shit about that big, nigga.
Just a snap. The biggest snap.
Everybody know everybody.
They got about 5 traffic lights in a Walmart and no liquor store.
Right. Okay. Nothing.
On the other side.
I was trying to find a damn restaurant with a bar.
That's how bad it got. It was like, really?
You gotta drink your own liquor. You gotta get your leg on.
That's
the way
the kind
up.
Of place is like your credit good.
Right.
Oh, Jimmy, I come back tomorrow. I pay tomorrow. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
I see tomorrow.
Never show up.
Yes.
No, Jimmy got to show back up.
Yeah,
that's the only story.
You got to show back up.
Yeah, Jimmy show back up.
That's the only story.
That's the only.
I might need
to do that again. Yeah.
Only story in this city.
Man, well, yeah. Shout out to y'all family. Goddamn. At 95 degrees, they out there cooking. When we going to cook, Dave? Because we got to cook something. 4th of July gonna be too goddamn hot.
It's always gonna be hot. Labor Day.
OG said Labor Day. We cooking. Hey, and we all know you like that. You pull up on our cookout, we selling the plate, goddamn it. Fuck that shit.
You get 2 sides and a biscuit.
You feel me? Fuck that shit, man.
You better stop saying that shit.
What you mean?
Somebody gonna get capped.
Listen, we sell.
Who the fuck is this? I don't know you.
And and we do our thing. We got the OG sauce. Yeah. I know I'm gonna eat some ribs. I know I'm gonna eat some ribs.
And I'm gonna take a picture, and that's gonna be the cover art in the next episode.
this nigga with a
fucking
back.
Rib in his hand.
In the bathroom, tearing it up. Oh, God, please help me.
Negan. Not quite.
Nigga's a Negan, yo.
Soon as that oil hits his belly, it's going to be a wrap.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Well, look, yo, we on motherfucking Twitter, dirty_water_NC. We on Instagram, dirty_water_podcast. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B, Instagram.
We on Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. Send us shit. Talk shit to us. Fuck with us.
Shout your shit out again, Worm.
Oh, yeah. So we got Pure Glow Nails. Right. Feel me, bro? No, Pure Glow Nails. You know, shout out. Shout out to Pure Glow Nails and Boss Bitch Worm. We in here, man.
Yeah, get them nails done in them feet.
You know you got to pay us for that ad, right?
I'm fucking with you.
Take it in blood.
I'm fucking with you, sis.
Get them hands done. I'm sick of it.
Oh, shit. Hey, we had Jizzle in here. We had OG in the back. We had my wife in here. We had Cuz Tony, man. We just having fucking fun, man. Fuck with us. We do this shit. We every Thursday. Holla at us. Yeah. Can you please?